Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The People Before Profit TD, Solidarity TD Paul Murphy, has suggested there should be open access to universities. And it effectively would mean that he wants degrees to be made, well, freely available, or perhaps with little to no points restriction. Take a listen to Paul Murphy. He was chatting about this on Breakfast earlier.
The immense stress that is put on young people without any relationship to their ability to be a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse or whatever later on in life. And secondly, it crystallizes educational inequality. You know, 99% of students in Dublin 6 going on to third level education compared to 16% in Dublin 10. We do have open access for some students in this country. Mature students. If you're a mature student, you are not in the points race. In the Netherlands, it is illegal to determine access to university based on grades. In France, in Germany, in Italy, you have a system whereby anyone who wants to go to third level education is able to go to third level education. This can be done.
Yeah, that's Deputy Paul Murphy on Breakfast earlier this morning. Guidance Counsellor, Irish Times education columnist Brian Mooney is with me on the line today. Is it a good idea, Brian?
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with access in many ways. If you actually look, Paul was talking there about, you know, in European universities, they have the resources to be able to allow anybody to go to university if they want to. But ask yourself, what in fact is the dropout rate? The dropout rate for natives is actually 40 to 50% who don't make it through first year. And effectively, the reason for that is ultimately they go into college and they don't have the, how will they call it, social capital. If you actually want to study anything, I mean, I would be good friends with Mike Ferrick, who's the managing director of Allison, which is one of the MOOCs online, you know, sites where you can basically have anything you want to study for free. And, you know, the experience for online education, where effectively people can sign up for courses, is for every 1,000 people that will sign up, the ones who actually will sustain it will get through to the end, will graduate at the end of the day, and will do whatever assessment processes. Sadly, turn out to be, in a lot of the time, the people who already have university degrees. Because even though the access is free, the actual social capital that you need to sustain it, and the reason, ultimately, Paul is pointing out the variation between postal districts in Dublin, is in some parts of the city, parental expectations, parental's own experience, etc., would mean that they, you know, the infrastructure, the scaffolding around the student is there to take them through the challenges that getting through a degree, which is totally different to the Leaving Cert, because when you're going to college, you have to get up and go to your lectures. You have to submit without teachers badgering you, your projects on time. You have to actually turn up to tutorials, etc. So the issue for actual completing and getting the qualifications is to a large extent to set the experience. And in my view, you know, ultimately, what we need to do is we need to invest really early, you know, 2 years of age, early childhood education, giving children the experience of learning so that they begin to develop the social capital and the experience to be able to sustain themselves when the teacher isn't literally, you know, at their back.
Standing over them, yeah. But people have their own views on this, obviously determined from their own, perhaps, Leave and Cert experience and the points race and getting into the course and change of mind and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But does the Leave and Cert points really determine one's ability, your ability to do the job, Brian?
Not at all. And effectively, okay, so Paul is talking about as if the Leaving Cert round one under 23 competition, and he's referring to over 23, basically this free access, you know, in other
students.
Words, your points don't count. Okay, fine. I'm going down this afternoon at 4:30 to chair the Board of Management of St Lorgan Further Education College. I chair the Board of Management on Tuesday of Blackrock Further Education College. We have level 5 programmes where students are coming in there 150 points less than the CO points requirements. And in 1 year at a level 5, they're getting the distinctions they need to get offered Best in Trinity, Commerce in UCD, Law in UCD, the following year, based on their experience. I launched 2 years ago with the minister at the time, Simon Harris, the new tertiary degree programs, which are now launched, where students start their degree for a year in further education, then transfer to the university to finish out the degree. No points requirements. So effectively, we're in a situation now where we have people going through with the Leaving Cert, where they're required to get these point scores, taking a year and doing further education, where they're doing well in their FE course and getting into that same course that they missed by 150 points last year, or going directly to a tertiary degree where they don't even ask for point score. So ultimately, the message that you need these high points to actually get the degree, you actually don't. You need them in the year you do the Leaving Cert.
But is that for all courses, though, that you have that sort of backdoor, availability?
Of course there is.
Yeah,
and
okay.
For instance, I've just been doing a presentation at UCD this morning. They have an access program there through their access office, which enables you to go in and do modules with absolutely no academic background to ultimately take, almost taster courses in the arts and humanities, in science and engineering. And if you do well, you can actually then transfer from the access program directly onto the degree programs, and effectively end up doing your degrees. So, the image, and it's actually putting huge stress on young people that, it's like Beecher's Brook. If you don't get the points in your Leaving Cert, you're done. You're you can't get in. Yeah. Of course you can.
Yeah.
It just means there's one competition which, is up in lights, and we have it on the newspapers, and, 625 points for, economic and finance in UCD for the last number of years. And everyone in the class has 625 points. But there are people in commerce, who 70 points less, who are doing the exact same modules because they select them in terms of they're going through. But it's all about headlines and media, but the perception.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter, and I say this to any young person approaching the Leaving Cert in the coming months, at the end of the day, if you want to do something, I can show you a route into it. At 300 points, 400 points, 500 and 600, you may not, if you don't get the high points, get to a specific course this year through the round one competition.
Okay.
But there are multiple ways. So, or you can go online to the likes of the Alison website and pick a course and do it for absolutely free. Now, sometimes if you're looking for certification, and you're looking for an actual printed qualification, you may have to pay for the certification process. But the actual access to anything you may want to study is there for free.
So leave the point system as it is then, the CAO point system, Brian. Leave it as it is.
The CAO point system is only about, is purely supply demand. Look, we have one veterinary college in Ireland, in UCD, and the points are 589 because there's only 83 places for students from the Republic in that course. Last year at Ploughing, the Minister for Education and the Minister for Agriculture announced two new veterinary degrees, one for the Northwest, one for Carlow. Now, they're not coming online because, elections being elections, they're not going to be there this September, but they should be there the September afterwards. During the election campaign, we have three pharmacy degrees. They announced that there are going to be three new pharmacy degrees. Again, they're not going to be there for September 25. They may be there for September 26. If you increase the number of places, if you increase the number
points
of courses,
drop.
The points will drop. Mm. So the point system is about supply demand. We are getting to a point, or at least we were before Trump, where we had the financial resources to be able to invest in the pressure points, the medical, paramedical stuff, so the children with special needs can have the skills of the professionals in speech and language, etc. Where are the pressure points? Where do we need to put in additional places? And where do we need to invest in children at a young age to give them the social capital to be able to get through college when they arrive there?
Dr. Ellen Howley is an assistant professor at DCU's School of English. Do you think we need to change our approach or leave access to university and college as it is, Ellen?
I mean, I think, Brian there mentioned some really interesting routes into university, and I think all of those are really great. And I imagine that what, Deputy Murphy meant in terms of kind of open access to university is that those kind of routes would be, completely valid and completely open as well. I think we put so much emphasis on the kind of points which are related to Leaving Cert subjects, which, research published by DCU in 2023 sort of highlighted some of the current flaws with the system, where, a person can be given a grade between 0 and 100, but actually there are only 8 different scales of points that you can get. So, a mark between 70 and 79 gets the same amount of points, but the difference between 70 and 79, could be quite big. So sometimes we think of the point system as, completely fair, but there are some issues with it. And ultimately, because the Leaving Cert is graded on what's called the bell curve, with most marks falling in the middle, and that actually it's not totally about academic standard, but actually where you fall in relation to the other people in your class. So, you know, it's a system we have, but there are some issues with it. I'd be more in favor. I'd be in favor of kind of people being able to get into courses that they want to do, but also to think about different routes in, as Brian has mentioned, because I think most of us who've been through the system will agree that, you know, once you're in college and even further down the line from the Leaving Cert, nobody's really asking you, you know, what did you get? Or, you know, nobody thinks, how did you end up in this course or that job? It's that you got there is the important thing.
What about you, Roisin Murphy? Roisin's an architect. Architecture, I remember certainly when I was filling out the CAO points form, Roisin was always a fairly difficult course to get into, and a long road for those hoping to complete it. Open access to university, is it a good or bad thing?
Okay, I did just put on my other hat. I'm a lecturer as well up in Griffith Barracks too. But I was a part of, I lectured up in DIT and in TUD. So I have a bit of experience in a kind of a funny course which has got a big practical bent. And I got in with a paltry Leaving Cert, but aptitude test and portfolio. Now, I'm kind of underlying your first speaker,
Brian.
And the second speaker, please,
yeah.
Brian. That I think that getting into college is one thing, but if you, and you know, I got in same as everybody else, but through the CAO, but I didn't have the aptitude to apply my aptitude basically in university at the time, even though I got in with the portfolio and the aptitude test. I do think you can, this thing, and I understand what Paul Murphy is talking about, access to everybody. But it's actually very difficult at university. Like, university is tough, it's hard. So I am a really big believer in the PLCs and that second level after secondary school that allows people maybe who, and we have a significant problem with dropout rates of secondary school students. We know we have a kind of tsunami of kids who have dropped out of school, but we need to underpin that part of the education system, which really does pick up and mops up people who may not have done a Leaving Cert, who may have dropped out way earlier than that.
Mm.
And I also think we have another problem, really, where, so I know what Paul Murphy's talking about, but I actually think we also have a problem with the what they call tertiary education, which is basically about people who aren't academic, who want to learn to be electricians, blocklayers, painters. They are a hugely important and valuable resource. And the apprenticeship scheme, nearly, they're talking about actually trying to integrate it more into secondary school rather than being something that we do after the fact.
Yeah, but the PLC that you mentioned is a great, I think, taster course, gives you a flavour of what might be to come.
Yeah, but it also gives you an ability to, if now, because I think the part-time evening course student always does very well. They're choosing, regardless, they're choosing, they're adults, they're a little bit more emotionally stable, they've got more security, so they do very well when they decide, because they've decided what they want to do. But for the kid who has struggled for Leaving Cert, that PLC level teaches them how to learn, and there's a huge difference in the way they teach. It isn't just, oh, you go in and you get a taster. They'll often do things like showing kids how to research, underpinning, say, maybe some of the ways in which they learn, where they, you know, you haven't, secondary school hasn't worked for you, the exam-based system. So it gives you the extra kind of social thing that Brian was talking about in order to go to university.
Okay.
And I would often say that I actually think it's really hard. That first year in university, we have a good dropout rate. It does raise up issues about that we need to be talking about how people can access, but also when they get in, how to keep them
there. To keep them in and the supports around them. Porrick, you did the Leaving Cert only a couple of years ago. What's your thoughts on changing the CAO points race?
Well, my main issue with the Leaving Cert is the lack of specificity. I think, like, it's a fair system, but the main issue is I could get into a course in university that I scored very, very low on in my Leaving Cert exams in the relevant subjects. So I could get, for example, over 600 points just by counting subjects that are completely irrelevant to
what you want
that
to
I
do.
Could then get into in university.
Yeah.
So that's the main issue. Like, for me, it would be much more sensible to have a system where you specialise earlier and take less subjects for Leaving Cert, like the British A-levels.
I was about to say the A-levels. Yeah, we're typically, it's three subjects, but nearly at sort of first, second year college level, you know, depth, I suppose you're delving into them.
Yeah, I just don't understand why we need to have such a broad knowledge across the board of topics that would be completely irrelevant to a degree that you might end up doing. And I think the thing about college being open access, well, university is inherently academic. So if you haven't exhibited any academic prowess prior to that in the Leaving Cert, I don't think it makes sense to end up in university. Like, the reality is the dropout rate would be very high in that case. So I think the Leaving Cert system is fair in that it rewards people who are able to perform academically, but it definitely needs to be more specific because, as I said, there's just such a requirement to be good across the board where it might not be necessary in college.
David is with us on the line. What's your thoughts, David?
Well, I agree with most of what the callers are saying earlier on. I can't understand why it is that someone at 17 or 18 who gets 9 straight A's or honours in geography and everything else is qualified then to train as a doctor. I'd much rather have a doctor who had some sort of empathy and sympathy with my condition and felt like a human being. You know, your first caller was talking about the road into university. I think he has a very good point there. Maybe what we should be doing is having a pre-entry level into university for, say, a year, doing roughly the sort of course you think you might want, and from that then deciding your aptitude. The architect mentioned earlier on about the way she went in. I know a young man who went a few years ago to Holland, simply did an interview in one of the universities over there and said he wanted to study architecture. And they said, OK, thank you very much. He didn't have to worry about his leaving cert in Ireland. He just went and
off you go.
And, you know, he's nearly qualified now.
Right.
So that's the bit that bugs me, is that you have 15, 16, 17-year-olds putting themselves under horrendous pressure to try and get 625 points when even the people getting 625 points last year couldn't get the course they were going into.
Yeah.
And Paul is right about the fact that I know of kids now who are, their grinds is unreal. They finish school at 4 o'clock, then they're going for a maths teacher, an English teacher, because their parents could afford it. And the best of luck, everyone wants the best for their kids. But if you're doing that 4 or 5 nights a week, that's not a childhood I want for the young people of this country.
Text here says, what those who are advocating for keeping the status quo never mention is the dropout rate of the first year college students. Another listener tells me, I'm now 43. Brian Mooney, I don't know if you have the answer to this listener's question. This texter says, I'm 43 and the local authority are now asking for Leaving Cert results for jobs. Totally ridiculous. Why would the county council need to know your Leaving Cert?
That is a ridiculous thing, and it's built into their requirements. And, effectively, that should be removed. It's complete nonsense. But I just make a couple of observations. First of all, I see a huge benefit in relation to students doing a broad Leaving Cert, because in society, it is useful to have people who know a bit of history, who understand a bit about the economics, who understand a bit about geography. If you look at the UK and Brexit and, you know, the people's voting for something based on maybe not a clear understanding. In the UK, students have not got a broad education beyond 16. In Ireland, it's now 18 into 19 with the Leaving Cert. And I think as a society, we have a healthier society on versus, they have literature, they have business, they have history.
You have a richer knowledge base. There's no question about that. Brian Mooney, Irish Times education columnist, guidance counsellor, Pádraic David, architect Róisín Murphy, Dr. Ellen Howley, who's an assistant professor at DCU School of English. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.